This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Maybe the biggest, and if not the biggest, then definitely like top three business imperatives right now that companies have to deal with is figuring out a way to deal with the supply chain. There are some companies that kind of have figured it out. They're not just weathering the supply chain nightmare. They've figured out a way to profit from it. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains how they are doing it.
About a month ago, Thompson Creek Window Company, a mid-sized Maryland firm, started running this ad.
Thompson Creek does it all. Design, build, and install, which means no supply chain delays like other window dealers. Home
sweet home. Thompson Creek is headquartered in Upper Marlboro, which is in the greater Washington, D.C. area.
Hello, how are you, Rick?
Hi, Nancy. Very well.
CEO Rick Wiest says they got the idea for their supply chain ads at a marketing meeting a few months into the pandemic. They realized that having their own factory and sourcing 90% of their raw materials in the U.S. was a distinct advantage and selling point, especially for consumers with an immediate window problem.
We can solve it in 5 weeks, or, you know, you can call the other guy and 6 months from now, we'll be out.
Wiest says the message is getting through. This year, their business is up 40% so far.
We saw that opportunity and seized the window of opportunity.
No pun intended.
Plenty of pun intended.
Thompson Creek's offices and customer service department are on one side of a door, which Wiest opens.
So come on in. We're coming into the window factory.
Rows and rows of white vinyl strips wait to be cut and finished in saws and sanders. Wiest tells me they buy their bulky raw materials like vinyl and glass domestically, and at the start of the pandemic, they managed to stockpile some of the small parts they do import, like window locks. Other very different kinds of companies are also working this supply chain advantage, like Veritiv, which designs and sells packaging materials. They're headquartered in Atlanta, so we connected on Zoom.
We're recording. And can you hear me okay, Dan?
Yeah, great.
Dan Calderwood is a senior vice president at Veritiv. Like Thompson Creek, Veritiv gets about 90% of its materials from American suppliers. And Calderwood says that's a real selling point for desperate customers who can't get shipping supplies right now. Veritiv works with companies who need to redesign their packaging around raw materials they can get in the U.S.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with customers saying, I can't get the packaging I need for my holiday orders. So we've been really active around that recently.
And it's paid off. Calderwood says sales were up about 11% through the third quarter of this year. Even companies that don't rely on the supply chain for their products still need packaging, like Tradesy, a peer-to-peer website connecting buyers and sellers of secondhand luxury clothing and accessories. Tradesy ran short of the recycled boxes it uses, but at least the stuff it sells comes from someone's closet, not the clogged supply chain, says founder and CEO Tracy D'Annunzio.
Many of our sellers have put in their listings and in their seller profiles how quickly they ship and assurances to buyers that they have the product and there won't be any supply chain issues.
D'Annunzio says customers are responding. Gift sales are up 66% over last year. She adds that almost a quarter of the messages between Tradesy buyers and sellers last month mentioned shipping times and/or the supply chain. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.